Santa Claus is coming to town. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Jolly old Saint Nicholas. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. You know these songs, don't you? Here comes the fattest man in town. Now, if I were Santa Claus, I don't think I'd like that one too much, would you? That's one. I heard it sung on the radio today. I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. Now, if Mama's pretty, I like that one too if I were Santa. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. I'll have a blue Christmas without you, especially the Porky Pig version of that one. That's the best. The Chipmunk Christmas song. Christmas, don't be late. Christmas Island. Would you like to have Christmas on Christmas Island? The Andrews Sisters did a good version of that one. The Christmas song, Merry Christmas to You. The Peanuts version of Christmas Time is Here. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Have a jolly, holly Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. That one gets in your head and you can't get it out. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. And of course, jingle bells. I like especially the Batman version. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. I'm getting nothing for Christmas. Mommy and Daddy are mad. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Silver bells. Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. White Christmas, which we got today. My sisters and brothers, I could go on and on and on. Most of our secular songs have nothing to do with Christ. They have to do with cold weather, ice and snow, Santa Claus, children, gifts, but nothing to do with the Christian celebration that we read about tonight. The celebration of the incarnation and birth of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, the Anointed One of God. We sing so much folly about the holly and the ivy, but do we sing much, if at all, about our faith in God, the birth of Christ, the calling we have received to reflect the light of God's love to this broken and hurting and freezing world out there? Where do we find the baby Jesus? I was up in the attic looking for Christmas stuff for Mother. And if you know anything about attics, especially our attic at Mom and Dad's house, you know that abandon all hope, ye who enter here. Boxes upon boxes, some of them mislabeled, some of them labeled right once upon a time. Going through boxes, looking for this, looking for that. I came down with part of it. Well, you didn't get the other part of it. I could find reindeer and Santa Clauses and twinkling lights and all sorts of broken, mostly broken, Christmas balls that Mom refused to get rid of. But look as I might and try as I might, in each and every box that I pulled out of that attic, I had trouble finding the nativity set. Every box I looked in, no Mary, no Joseph, no wise guys, no shepherds. I found a drummer boy, but no Jesus. Where do we find the baby Jesus? Do we find the baby Jesus in the center of our living, providing meaning and joy, light and love, even within the midnight of our lives? Or do we find that the baby Jesus has been pushed aside, hidden in a corner, shoved out of sight and out of mind? After all, Santa Claus is easier to follow than Jesus. Santa Claus gives you presents. And all you have to do is be good for goodness sake. And usually towards the very end of the year, sometime in December, that's when you start being good. Jesus' ethic, Jesus' calling to us, however, is much harder. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Forgive 70 times 7 times. Jesus' calling to us is so much harder. We would rather find Santa than the baby Jesus. Where do we find Jesus? We found the baby Jesus and Mary and Joseph and the wise guys and the shepherds and the animals in the manger scene. We found all of that stuff in a box, crushed under another box. The porcelain baby Jesus shattered to bits. Where do we find the baby Jesus today? And more importantly, when we take down our Christmas decorations sometime next week or the week thereafter, or if you're like me, sometime in March, when we box up the baby Jesus along with the tree and the reindeer and Santa's sleigh and the twinkling lights, when we box up the baby Jesus and store them all in our physical and metaphorical attics, out of sight, out of mind until next year? Or will we keep the baby Jesus out, year around, leading us, guiding us, improving us, empowering us to be a people, God's people, much like the shepherds to whom the angels came, willing to make known to all whom we meet the glorious good news of the presence of God in our midst? The presence of God which transforms not only us, but this broken and hard and cold, hurting world. In our reading tonight, in the last of the four scripture readings, we heard what the shepherds did after the angels spoke to them. When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. I'm sure they had other things to do. I'm sure they had other places to be. They had those flocks out in the fields to take care of. They had friends to talk with. They had food to cook and clothing to clean. They had work they had to do. I'm sure they had other things, more important things to take care of than to go wandering off into the big city of Bethlehem looking for a man, a woman, and a child laying in a manger of all places. And yet, they dropped everything and went with haste to look, to search, and to find this sweet little baby, this innocent packet of God's love given to us so that we might never fear the darkness again. They dropped everything and went and looked and saw. They proclaimed what they had seen and what they had been told, and they went forth praising God for the glories they had seen for the coming of the Christ child. What are we going to do? Where are we going to find Jesus? Are we going to box Jesus back up when this Christmas is over with and put him away along with the decorations and forget about him for yet another year? Are we going to store Jesus in our spiritual attics and throw boxes on top? Or are we going to leave Jesus out? Are we going to bring Jesus out? Are we going to set Jesus forefront in our lives and proclaim him day after day, not just tonight, not just tomorrow, not just in the days left in this year, but throughout the coming year? Are we going to proclaim the light of Christ that shines forth in a hurting, cold world? The love of God, which calls us to reach out to all, to meet the needs where we find them, to become the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears and the lips of God, the body of Christ. Are we going to be the body of Christ? Or are we going to pack Christ away? Are we going to be the body of Christ singing our faith? Oh, come all ye faithful, away in a manger, what child is this, O little town of Bethlehem? I heard the bells on Christmas morn, silent night, holy night. Are we going to sing our faith? Or are we going to box it up and put it away until next year? The choice is ours. What are we going to do? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries.
Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved.
For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.